Thanks for joining us here on Local Decision 2023. I'm Eric Nelson here on North Metro TV, and joining us now in studio is Ryan McLaughlin. He's running for school board, Spring Lake Park. And Ryan, we appreciate you stopping by, and it's a busy time for you as you hopefully, from your point of view, get elected. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to this point.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really glad to be here. We're glad to be talking with you and getting my name out a little bit more. The reason I'm running is really I have kids who are young. I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and the 4-year-old just started preschool. So I don't have kids in the schools yet, but I will soon. And one of my core beliefs is really that parental involvement is critical to student success. It's really the biggest, maybe not the biggest, but one of the biggest for sure, markers or indicators of whether students will succeed in school, whether short term, you know, year by year, or even long term, whether they'll graduate and go on to college. And so for me, with kids coming into the district, I want to be involved. I want to show them that this stuff matters, that education matters, that it's important. And I think that translates to other kids as well. So when they see other adults that are in the community that care, that value education and learning, that helps just kids who, you know, day in day might not see the value of what they're doing, understand that it does have lifelong significance for them. So that's really the main reason, is just I want to be involved in the school.
Sure.
I care about my kids, and obviously care about other kids because they're going to be friends, and I want, you know, our communities to be strong and to have, you know, thriving kids here. So that's really the main reason that I'm running.
How would you define parental involvement? Because as you know, every family is unique. The dynamic in one might be completely different in another. So is there a general way to view parental involvement?
Yeah, I think for sure it can range, you know, by the family and by their own experiences and preferences for sure. So there's certainly some nuance there. But as far as kind of consistent or common elements, I would say, you know, checking in with your kids frequently about their school, communicating with teachers when there are needs at home or issues at home that might affect students. And then from the school side, making sure that the school is communicating to parents about either issues going on in the school or just things that are coming up that might impact kids or that parents should know about. So I think it's really just it's focused primarily on communication, you know, the back and forth between the school and parents and students. And then also as students get older, it needs to, you know, parents should be encouraging kids to kind of advocate for themselves, I think, too. So when kids get into high school, they can start to pick electives and pick kind of things that they're interested in. And I would hope that most parents would encourage their kids to, you know, explore and learn and kind of find the things that spark their curiosity at school there. So the dynamic might change a little bit as kids get older, but those would be that's kind of the generic or the kind of common elements of parental involvement.
What do you like right now about Spring Lake Park and what the district is doing?
Yeah, well? Yeah. Thank you. I had a great conversation with the superintendent, Ronald Berg, recently, and they are working on, especially at the high school level, developing ways for kids to just explore things that are new to them, and that they can then, that will help set them up for success outside of school. So really trying to create more student-focused or customized kind of learning plans for kids that might look a lot different than even what I went through in high school. And I think there's a lot of value in there. When I graduated, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. In some ways, I still don't. But one of the best things that I think we can do for kids in high school, and even younger potentially a bit too, but for sure in high school, is help just expose them to the different opportunities that they have. So do they like to do, you know, construction stuff? Well, the high school students, a bunch of them just built a house recently, last year. Do they like to do, you know, something in athletics? Well, what about doing something, you know, news-related even with sports? Or do they like to do other different things that, you know, pursuing like a medical career or something, or teaching even? So helping kids just understand the opportunities available to them is something that the school is working really hard to do and having a lot of success at. And it's something that just really resonates with me as someone who kind of graduated without a lot of direction or a lot of sort of, you know, clear path forward. Not that kids need to sort of decide what to do with their lives forever at 16, 17, 18 by any means, but just to give them some guidance and some direction of, I really didn't like this, I really did like this, you know. I think that's really important for everyone, just to feel confident as they step out into the future of adulthood.
Yeah, and to expound on that, I know here at North Metro TV, we went out and did a story on the house they were building in the parking lot. We've spoken to kids about getting into the media, so I think that is something that if you could maybe push somebody down a path where they're interested and find their niche, that can be a big, jump out of the starting blocks, can it?
Yeah.
What do you think the school district needs to do better?
Yeah, I think that one thing that I would like to understand better myself, and I think that it's something that's really kind of particular in a lot of ways to Spring Lake Park, is there are a lot of English learning students and a lot of students, receiving like free or reduced lunch programs. And so understanding the situation that those students find themselves in and how we can best serve those students. When you really break down some of the assessment data, you start to realize that, okay, a lot of students who are maybe in the district for years and years and years, who come from really stable situations, you know, or whose primary language is English, they succeed. They really have high outcomes, as high as anyone in the state, really. Students who come from other backgrounds and for a lot of it's no fault of their own, maybe they, you know, are refugees or there's, you know, immigrants coming in, you know, that's all great. But we want to figure out how we can serve those people well and effectively so that, you know, if they're coming in elementary, can they, you know, by the time they graduate high school, can they be equipped to, you know, start a business or go on to college or do something, you know, really incredible with their lives. So there's that. And then even if they come in older, how do we get someone who's maybe learning English for the first time in a 10th grade level, let's say, how do we get that person, you know, up to speed enough where maybe college could be a possibility, or even, you know, kind of, you know, how do we equip them to handle jobs and to work with the public and just be able to feel like they have meaning and value to contribute to life, because they absolutely do. And so we want to make sure that we're just equipping people and students in those different situations that might hinder their academic progress, that we're really targeting the right supports to them that they need to make sure that we're supporting them in their future endeavors.
Yeah, and the Spring Lake Park school system is getting more diverse. How do you make those kids feel more welcome? Do you need more teachers of color? I know the entire state's looking for that, but are there steps you want to put in place for that process?
Yeah, I think that's incredibly valuable. So teachers of color, you know, other administrators that look like the students, you know, so they can see that people, you know, like me care about this stuff as well. It's kind of what I talked about earlier. Ways to get the parents engaged, because, you know, we might be able to teach someone how to read or, you know, write and speak English in the school, but they might be speaking another language at home, and that's wonderful. There's no reason that needs to change in a core, massive way, right? That's great. But how then do we bridge the communication gap maybe between teachers and parents, between, you know, helping the kids understand maybe how they can communicate to their parents what they need from them still? I think there's a lot of really targeted stuff we can do there to help in those situations. Or other supports might be, you know, I know there's like a free breakfast and lunch program starting as well. And some of that would be, I'd want to be careful and monitor how the funding for that works, because a lot of that's coming from the state and the federal side of things, and those funding sources don't always last. And so as a school board member, I would advocate very strongly with any groups that I get involved in to make sure that that funding stays in place long-term, because those are, you can't learn if you're hungry. Yeah. You can't learn if you know, aren't fed and satisfied and able to focus. You're just sitting there wishing that you had food. So those programs are critical to students' long-term success.
You have a background in the disability community. I know there's a push to make every building ADA compliant. Is the district doing a good job of that?
Yeah, our district is one of is certainly on the cutting edge of this stuff. We've done a lot of renovation projects. And I was actually talking to a cousin of mine who does some architectural work, and she was talking about how she brings a lot of other schools that they work with. They come out to Spring Lake Park and look at the schools and kind of envision what's possible in their own districts. And so Spring Lake Park is really doing a lot to make this work, to make this happen. There's probably more we can do for sure, is always going to be the case. But I think that, yeah, the accessibility piece is critical. Understanding the different needs students have, because there's such a range of just different supports people need. You know, sometimes it's, you know, a cognitive disability that they need support with. Sometimes it's a physical one. Sometimes there's kind of both involved. And there's also a lot of interesting and kind of difficult to handle state laws and things involved with that, both at the school level, but then even that the families are concerned with, where, you know, students maybe need to be in school for a certain number of days to get extra funding for their other services and stuff. And so there's a lot of concerns that families have about this, and that I think can get missed sometimes as well. So I do have a background in disability services, like you said, and so I understand a lot of those different elements. And I think I can really speak into that as a board member.
In your bio, you mentioned three core issues: increasing academic excellence, ensuring school safety, and supporting parental rights. Let's start with the first one. You know, everybody wants academic excellence. Yep. How do you get to the goal line there, though?
Yeah.
How would you do that?
It's a great question. So I think that Spring Park is really doing a lot of good work to make this happen, probably more than even other school districts, potentially, I would argue. So I'd certainly support the work that we're kind of doing now. And some of that is really breaking down the key pieces of each skill. So for math, there might be different levels, different kinds of competencies or different kinds of knowledge. You know, the logic, the reasoning, the actual, you know, do you understand the formulas that you're doing to find a solution? And so, you know, if a student is struggling with the logic piece, well, are there other ways we can teach that aspect to that student that's not just sort of a rote, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, just memorize that answer kind of thing? Are there other ways we can help the student understand the sort of specific kind of gap they might have in their knowledge there? So Smiling Park is doing a lot of great work to really break down the key pieces of each academic skill so that we can address the individual aspects there that are needed, rather than just sort of say, well, they're not good at math. Well, that's really broad. What does that even mean necessarily? So we're working to understand, you know, the exact need that student has, so we can actually get them caught up in that need, and then they can, you know, continue to flourish going there. So those are the things that I would continue to support. I would also support, kind of like with high school, I already mentioned, but really just kind of individual interests and goals. Kids who are interested in stuff are going to have more success with it. And so helping them connect the dots to, you know, why does it matter that I learn algebra? Why does it matter that I can read, you know, this book versus that book, or, you know, read it all even? Well, here's all the things you can do when that happens. So I think for my own kids, I'm concerned about, you know, like their ability to read and write and do math. I think if you can do those things, you can do anything. You know, I can learn any job if I can read about how to do it. And so if I can communicate my needs, then people will help support me. And if I can communicate how to do a job, then I can help other people. So I think those kind of core fundamental skills are what I want to make sure we're accomplishing as a district. And I think we are, but I think there's room for improvement too.
School safety, it's been a hot button topic for a long time now. How do you make sure the kids can go to school and feel safe, and teachers and anyone in the building?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is really, there's so many layers to this issue, and it's going to vary by district for sure. In Spring Lake Park, we want to work with the cities to really understand their concerns. You know, we want to advocate for maybe, you know, extra patrols or just other officers that can, you know, maybe take a lap through the school and still be a present. They're a really great, it's really great value in a SRO, a student resource officer, school resource officer, being involved in the school. They build relationships with kids. They help to break down some of the stereotypes that police can have and that students can have about police officers. And so there's a really good benefit to those people being in the schools. And so I would like to get them back in the schools. I know that the cities care about this stuff as well. The police chiefs also care about this. So hopefully this gets resolved kind of at the state level is where it needs to happen first. But then there are other issues like, you know, what does the safety look like going to and from the school? Well, a lot of schools are on busy roads. You know, do we have like adequate patrols? Do we have adequate traffic control going on? You know, is the city monitoring that stuff? Are we as a district monitoring that stuff so we can speak to those needs? you know, I live close to the high school, Springlake Park High School. I would love at some point for my kids to walk to school there, sure, or even to the elementary school when they're maybe a bit older. And so, you know, those are things that I hope for someday. And in order to do that, they need to have safe places to walk and get to school.
All right. Define parental rights. It's certainly become a buzz phrase these days. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's really, parental rights, parental involvement, there's kind of different ways to describe it, but really getting at the same thing, which is parents should have a key role in their kids' education. So there's kind of two sides to this. One, parents need to choose to engage the schools, and then schools should work to get the parents engaged. Parents, I think, should have kind of final say over things that their kids are learning. You know, if there are topics in schools that are being taught, I think parents should have the right to sort of maybe pull their kids out of class or, you know, have them skip that day or things like that. There should be some control over those things. There are probably some drawbacks to that or some issues that need to be considered, and that would be kind of teased out on a case-by-case basis. But generally, I think that parents have the final responsibility for their kids' education, and that, as a parent, is a lot of responsibility, but it is not something that I want to just, you know, with my efforts here at the school board being obvious, it's not something that I wanted to sort of give up or relinquish to the school, not because I don't trust them, but because, as the parent, I am responsible for my kids, you know. And so I want to make sure that they learn things that I value, and I want to make sure that they learn how to be, you know, well-rounded kids, and they're getting a strong education. And so some of the value-based things that parents might vary on, those things can be taught by the parents and should be taught by the parents. And if students are interested, you know, I would hope that schools would have resources available to those kids so that, you know, a parent can say, hey, my kid's interested in some topic. Can you have a books or any material for me to, you know, give to them? Well, great, they have a library or they have other resources that they can access. That's fantastic. So I think that there are ways to balance, you know, a parent sort of saying, I don't want my kid to learn this thing, or even I do want my kid to learn this thing without necessarily everyone having to learn the same thing. We can kind of, again, target the education a bit more specific to the student based on what the parents also prefer they learn. You know, there are core things like math and reading that I've talked about that I think are just objectively everyone wants their kid to learn. So those are sort of not controversial, but more controversial things, I think there's room to find some trade-offs and some compromise together.
Yeah, and history certainly is one of those that gets talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. Do you think, say, what's going on in Florida is extreme, or do you lean more that way? Because that's certainly been a hot-button issue as well.
Yeah, I certainly am not an expert on all the different situations going on there. So as far as kind of case-by-case or individual books that are being banned or moved in different places of the library, I don't quite know everything. The way that I envision it would really be that there would be resources available to kids so that if they're interested in a topic or that there's something that's sort of pressing or concerning to them, they have access to that stuff. And there might just be less sort of like in the classroom or explicit teaching of certain things. I don't know that there's a whole lot of that going on in Springlake Park anyway. It's kind of, from what I've learned and understood, there's not really a whole lot of fighting over this in our district. But to the extent that those things matter to a student, there should be other resources available. You could even think of something where maybe you have a student who's interested in learning more about how creationism might be a viable belief. Now, this was a conversation a while back, kind of when I was in school or even before then. And so maybe they want to go read about, you know, just like Christian religion a bit more or something. Well, I don't think that should necessarily be taught in classrooms, you know, maybe some information about that, but that student should go have resources that they can go discover and learn more about that thing that's interesting to them. And same with any other topic, you know, kids should be able to find things that are interesting to them, and schools are a great hub for that. So I really hope that our district can enable just that extra learning that kids want to do sometimes.
All right, before we finish up, why should someone vote for you?
Yeah, so I think that someone should vote for me because they feel that I've earned their vote, so that they can trust me to carry out the things I've talked about today, that they will have their concerns heard if they talk to me on the board, but that I'll work hard every day for their students to have just all the opportunities they possibly can to have a strong foundation in elementary school, to have, you know, some more growth and flourishing and foundation building in middle school, and then to really accelerate and take off and find things that they're passionate about in high school. So with my kids coming into the district, I see kind of a long-term plan for them, and that's just what I want to accomplish for everyone. I want to see students thrive and enjoy learning and, you know, find something they're excited about to do after school as well.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. He's Ryan McLaughlin, running for school board in the Spring Lake Park District, special election. It's a two-year seat. This is a local decision 2023 here on North Metro TV.